Is everybody enjoying what is going on today?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Did anybody go to work today? Anybody go to work today?
Yeah.
We're like, no, we didn't. That's what's up. Somebody was like, yeah, I went to work, but hey, I understand, man. I understand. How you doing? We have the youth like holding signs, and we have them just walking around with signs of empowerment. Make some noise for the youth that are out here today, please. Yeah, we're teaching them young. That's how we're supposed to teach them. As Malcolm X said, why would we let the enemy teach our children when we can teach them our own self, right?
Right?
Right. Right. I mean, talk to me and I'll talk back to you. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
All right. Coming to the stage, I'm going to bring up this sister, Nora Tagori. She's a Liberian-American student and spoken word artist. And she's majoring in broadcast journalism. I mean, we need more photographers, videographers, more writers who are going to actually tell the truth. Correct?
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Don't get sleepy on me, man. It's not even hot out here. Don't get sleepy on me. Coming to the stage, please make some noise for Miss Nora, y'all.
I just want to clarify, I'm Libyan.
Libyan,
yes.
She's Libyan. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
All is forgiven. So the piece that I'm performing for you guys today, I wrote during the Libyan Revolution and the Arab uprisings, and so this is kind of close to home for me. So, my stomach is full, but I am starving. The aching want of food for my hungry eyes hurts from the force-feeding tubes of mainstream media lies. And the hunger shape-shifts into vulnerable ears that want a satisfying slice of the truth. Tempted, we bite the sugar-coated hand that feeds us and choke as we learn that not everything is served on a silver platter. And while everyone has his or her hands on a piece, the truth remains scattered. No one's eyes has the audacity or the mental capacity to witness the reality that fate is fatality. Our mentally acquired taste favors the buds of ignorance, and as the ulcer in our eyes grow, it is impossible to visualize mercenaries sent out to massacre, leaving maimed corpses brutalized. An image that mother media has made numb to those with no ties to the land that reeks the scent of death. As she allows ignorant minds to suckle lies through her breasts. Meanwhile, reality never takes a rest and brave men catch bullets with their bare chest. Their blood runs parallel to the stream of the Nile, refusing to cut the umbilical tie to the motherland, so they sleep with one eye open, never having peace of mind because they give a piece of their mind. Yet the only sound heard in the transaction of words between the leader and the rebel is the universal language of gunshots spoken with machine gun mouths and 12-gauge tongues. And when they pray, this is the language that is sung, worshiping the most prominent religion today. Self-interest. Where brutal practice to obtain paper and plastic persists, man sacrifices human blood to this worship. And instead of feeling pure after prayer, the dirt stays embedded underneath the fingernails of the hands that have touched so much impurity. But when night falls, darkness paints the skies with stars and a handwriting of a God who knows the golden silence and the quiet and truth. And that's why they never tell you the truth. That's why they feed you lies on a silver platter and tell you, you are not worthy of gold, you are not worthy of God, and you are not worthy of facts. Well, here's a fact. 90% of human communication is nonverbal, so maybe I should stay silent. Mother Media told me that silence is golden. But I've seen the color of silence. Silence is that blue that turns red the moment oxygen hits it. Silence is the breakage of skin and the shedding of blood. And for those who hold power to a mainstream media voice, your followers are lost, lamenting the imminent return to real life. Deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return.
Thank you. One more time, y'all. Clap it up. One more time.
Yeah.